When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. Uh-oh. There we go.
Yeah,
there
say,
we
here,
go.
Yeah.
Not on.
Why is it turned off?
Understand. Oh, doesn't matter. BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from KALC, Denver, Colorado, on the Odyssey app. There you go. Got it all in there. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
You know, I've been better.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No. Everything's fine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but you've been better?
I've been better.
All right.
I've been better. I think my glutide wore off. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. I went out to the Gaylord over the weekend. I can use the phrase, I've been wealthier.
Yeah.
Cheapers.
What is icy
was $11.
Wait, an icy was?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
An icy.
Everything's
$11.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
we went out for the pool experience this weekend, and the DC Comics is out there. You know, Superman's big now that it's in theaters.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it had another big weekend, too.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. So coming back yesterday, I got to give you a quick story, okay? This is like motorcycle karma. You know these motorcycles have gotten the green light to go in and out of traffic?
Yeah,
like
it's terrifying.
It's awful. Lane. So I had one yesterday. I'm on 225. By the way, I hate Pena Boulevard. That's the worst road in town. But anyway, I'm on 225. Here comes this motorcycle. I can see him in the rear view, okay? And he's weaving. He's probably doing 90, 85 to 90. Weaving in between traffic. He comes by me between two cars. He comes right between us, right? He reaches for the center of his handlebars. And then all of a sudden, his phone...
Oh,
he
no.
reached for his phone while driving,
oh, God.
Which is even worse,
yeah.
more dangerous, right? His phone goes up in the air, I'll bet 15 feet because of the wind. It goes up, it lands in front of my vehicle, and I run over it.
Oh, no!
I feel it under my tire.
Oh, no, my God, that's so weird.
And all you see is his brake light, him looking back like this.
Wow, that's bizarre.
Like, yeah, well, it's kind of karma. You know, settle your butt down there, pal.
That's just weird.
Yeah,
that's a
wild.
Weird story, yeah. That he has an open phone on his bike is just weird.
I guess he had one of those holders there in the handlebars or something. So you reach for it, and zoom, up in the air he goes.
That's crazy.
Bounced on the road, then I feel it under my tires. I'm like, ooh, that one's gone.
Yeah.
Hope you got insurance, pal.
I know, right? And the cloud. It's backed up. Holy crap.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would suck.
Yeah, it'd be a tough ride then.
I watched a girl on one of these series or whatever, and she was, you know where you... You walk on a dock and they have those like bouncy things in the water.
Yeah.
Somehow she tripped and the her phone went on the bouncy thing and then bounced up in the air and into the ocean. It's like I get so freaked out when I'm like, if I'm on a bridge and I'm looking over with, you know, your phone, or like if I was on this really cool boat and I'm like videoing on the boat, but I'm like holding on like extra tight. Then like my fingers are through it, right, and this little clip and everything.
I don't know which would be worse, losing your phone or your wallet.
Phone.
They're both pretty bad.
I would say phone.
Everything in my wallet's on the phone, so I'm guessing the phone, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm going with the phone, yeah.
Because all my credit cards and everything's in the wallet on the phone, so I think losing the phone would be worse than the wallet.
You can cancel them from your phone.
The only thing I don't have on my phone is my driver's license, but that's it.
I still can't believe Kylie and I were in Vegas. Friday night, I leave my phone in the Uber. Saturday night, she left her phone in the Uber. We're like, how is this even happening? Yeah.
wouldn't have known. Like, all right, double check.
What are the chances? Both numbnuts losing their phone.
I left my keys last week. Remember, I told you?
Yeah.
I went to get a car at a repair shop, and it had been worked on for like 3 weeks. So I go take the keys. Now, they've got a key for the car, so it's okay there. But I go take the Uber, and I get out of the Uber and leave my keys in the back seat.
That sucks. Fortunately, literally, bottom line, the word sucks right there. Yeah.
I get inside the place, Jamie, and I'm sitting there at the thing, and the guy goes, well, the bill's going to be $6,800.
What?
And I'm like, yeah.
For that car?
It was $6,800.
That car's not even worth that.
Look.
This is a Jamie.
Oh, my God. Jamie. Jamie, this is a key story. This is not the value of my car.
Is like literally, I bet if we look it up on the Kelley Blue Book, it's what, $2,300?
He tried to give it away, remember? People wouldn't even take it.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't even take it. You put it on the Facebook Marketplace for free, and people wouldn't take it.
Well, it needed work. It needed $6,800 for the work. That's why nobody would take it. So I decided to invest in it.
Well, great investment.
I'm not going to finish my key story now that you've started on me.
Oh my God! Why not put $6,800 into a high quality mutual fund? What the hell?
I think I'm going to take a break here. I don't like how this.
$6,800 on that car? Have you looked at the Kelley value?
Are you not concerned if I got my keys back or not?
Well, I know the in-store you did, and you had to pay a buttload of money for a car that's a piece of crap.
I got a car. Okay, this old car. Okay,
old car.
I put it on. I actually put it on there for $1,000.
Oh,
okay, yeah, put it for $1,000. I had two people tell me they're on their way with the money. It never showed up.
Yeah. Because it needs $6,800 worth of work.
Yeah, one lady and then one dude. And both never showed up. Never showed up.
God. Wow, you are upside down in that thing.
Yeah, well, I'm not done.
Well, no,
I got more money to put into it.
Did you use like stove oven? What was it? Easy off?
On the
aluminum rims in it.
I tried a life hack that I made up on my own.
Yeah.
Spadil saw it. Spadil.
Yeah. It's Brett. It's bad.
It's bad. Really bad. It's really bad. I thought easy off oven. First. My thinking was this, that on the wheels, that easy off oven stuff would be really good because it cuts the crap out of that stuff that's inside your oven.
It works great. Aluminum.
Well, I'm just saying. I didn't weigh the metals into the decision, Jamie. And man, did it ruin my wheels. Oh man, it looks like they're festering. They're oozing with something.
Yeah, like they're infected.
Yeah. They're infected. They got an STD.
They do.
That's what it looks like.
How much is new rims?
$1,000.
$1,000. So now we're up to $7,800.
And he had to get new tires.
How much was that?
$900.
So now we're up to $8,800 for that car?
So far.
Yeah. So far. It's not done yet.
It's like a Birkin bag. It'll appreciate.
Yeah. So far. It's a little more than what I was expecting initially. It's got a little bit of a money pit situation
yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to work out in the end.
Uh-huh.
But right now, it's not looking like it.
No.
But things will come around.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just got to stay dedicated to the project.
So did you find your keys?
What keys?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Monday. Monday, July 21. Going to be sunny and 92 today. It's going to be a warm one today. But I think it's a little bit cooler for the rest of the week. Maybe some showers later on. Eh, who knows? It's summertime in Colorado.
Okay.
What's the matter? Well, you're over there. You know,
I know. I just
realized. You're exhausted already.
I just realized how loud I sighed on the air. I'm like, how do I fix this?
Well, I thought you were sighing about the weather. I'm like, well, you're taking it that hard?
I don't even think I heard
maybe
it.
Maybe a shower.
Oh, my God. So, by the way, at the cabin yesterday, it rained all day long.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't rain here, I guess, but no. It rained all day
long. I saw the radar.
Yeah. So it was crazy.
Yeah, I was at the pool.
Oh, that's right.
I was at the pool. I was at the Lazy River.
Oh, do they have a good Lazy River there?
They got a great Lazy River. Okay. Yeah, it flows pretty quickly, too.
Good.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than lazy, I would say.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Some rivers are lazy. This one, not so much.
I feel like you are maybe a little scared, even.
By the way, so Friday, remember I was going to go to Hooters?
Yeah.
And we found out that the Hooters where I was going, I thought it closed on the 31st, is what I saw. But it had closed a week earlier, so we couldn't go to Hooters. So I call up my buddy, and I said, hey, you know, Hooters is down. They're out. They're out. They've they've cashed in the shorts.
Yeah.
We got to figure something.
And the pantyhose.
So we go to Twin Peaks.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
No, you didn't. Why?
I'll never do it again.
God,
okay?
You guys are such yucky pervs.
And I felt it. And I felt it, Jamie. Try sitting at the bar at Twin Peaks eating a Cobb sandwich and the person in front of you is wearing her panties.
Yeah.
It's just not fun anymore. I don't know if it's me. I don't know what it is, but it's just not fun anymore.
God. It's just weird that you guys like swapped it out for the Peaks.
I won't do it again, but let me tell you, okay?
There's like 80 million places you guys could go eat.
It
you
gets
had to
better.
Go to Purrville.
It gets better. It gets better because I didn't realize it, but last week, I guess it goes for 2 weeks. Last week was the start of Bikini Week.
Oh,
again.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
I do.
Remember
you
when
got
I went
the pregnant
to it
girl.
About 3 years ago, yeah. We went to it, and I hadn't been back since. So I show up on Friday, and it's Bikini Week.
Yeah.
It's the first week of Bikini Week, and so the place is absolutely packed with perverts.
Who goes to that?
This place.
I don't even get men that are like, yeah, let's go have lunch on Bikini Week. It seems so weird.
And I say pervert in a very loving way because I was one of them.
I know.
Okay.
But doesn't it
but
feel
I swear,
like, I mean, seem like the bottom of the barrel humans that
did.
Would do that?
It did not feel good. It felt dirty. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm standing outside of this place at like 10:50 because they open at 11, right?
Wait, you're waiting for it to open?
Yeah. See, that's the worst part. Like midday, there's no one there but you. Like you're
I'm owning
there.
This, guys. It was a
I
very
know,
scummy
like
way
waiting
of...
for them to unlock the door.
In their underwear.
And it's 11 a.m.
Oh, my God. I hope they open. I can't wait till they open. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I'll bet you
God.
There were 50 to 60 men standing outside that door.
What?
Me included. Waiting for this door to open.
And not one and executive.
Not one woman.
Yeah,
all men.
But not one, you know, bright individual.
Oh, no. No. Motorcycles. Quite a classic bunch out there. But I was a part of it. And that was the point where I started to say, I'm better than this, all right? I'm on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for this place to open. It's Twin Peaks.
In their underwear. In their underwear.
God. Oh, man. Yeah.
That's all right, hilarious.
Some of the chicks down there, man, you need to take it easy on the ink. You've got a little too much.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cheeseburgers.
No, cheeseburger I didn't try. I had the Cobb.
No, I meant the women. They need to take it easy on the cheeseburgers.
No, they were in good shape.
Okay.
They got a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, really, I mean, you can't even see their body for the tattoos.
Yeah, well, oh, darn.
Yeah. It was depressing.
My God.
So that's where I ended up for lunch on Friday.
You're a dad.
I know. bad. I left her. I really did. I felt bad. I thought, man, you're better than this, aren't you?
Right.
And maybe you're not. I don't know.
How was the food?
I don't know. I don't remember.
PJ was so disgusted with himself.
I mean, it was okay, I guess. I don't know.
He doesn't even know if the food was good.
Yeah, it was a salad. Freaking lettuce and a boiled egg.
You have a salad anywhere, and you went there?
I don't know. I was just off
You're
my...
You're such a follower.
Yeah, well,
put your foot down and tell Paul we're not going to Permville.
He really loved it.
Oh, I bet he did.
Yeah, I thought it was a little shady. Gotta be honest.
Shocker.
All right, let's get to tabloid trash. We'll do that next. Hang on.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
How long has this Jeffrey Epstein thing been going on?
20 years.
This just seems crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The Justice Department on Friday asked a federal judge in Manhattan to unseal the grand jury testimony from the prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein after demands from President Trump's supporters to release documents about the case. The department requested a similar release in the case of whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Ghislaine.
Somebody pronounced it this morning. I was listening out in New York, and they said Ghislaine.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was her name, though. I thought it was pronounced differently. Ghislaine? That can't be right.
Oh, my God.
No. That's the way they pronounced it. I'm like, it can't be Ghislaine.
Oh, God.
What? I'm just saying. That's what they said.
I think it's Ghislaine or something, isn't it?
I think you're right.
Ghislaine?
But they said it the same
way. I know what you said. You said it twice now. Anyway, Maxwell, who is in prison after being convicted of aiding Epstein's trafficking, these records rarely are released publicly because of grand jury secrecy laws intended to protect the witnesses and the crime victims. So this whole thing, and then there's no list, and then there was a list, and then there's not a list, and now there's a list, and then there was a list of, like, all these people that have been on the airplane, and then you're like, wait, that girl was on the airplane, but some of them, like, they weren't even going to the island. They were just going, you know, somewhere else. I don't know.
I have no idea what the truth is.
Me either.
I know he was a pervert.
Well, yeah.
We know
that. Yeah, we know that part.
Other than that, we don't know him that much.
I feel like, I will tell you who I feel like also was a pervert.
With Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and that's that Bill.
Bill?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, because his wife made a reference when she was being interviewed after the divorce that kind of made it imply that she left him because he was going to that island.
She did.
Yeah. So
she was not very happy with his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
No, she was not.
He spent too much time with Jeffrey.
Yep. And we all know what happened. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that CEO of the guy that was having the affair with that chickaroo, I guess he resigned.
Yeah, he had to.
Yeah, he resigned. So I wonder if he's employable.
I think so.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think this will go away at some point. I mean,
well,
it'll
it
take a
great,
while.
It was great, though.
Man.
It was sure great.
And what a gig he lost.
Yeah.
CEO, $1.2 billion company. Yeah. Did you see her situation? The woman, I think her name is Kristen. Kristen
yeah. Yeah,
something?
Yeah, her name is Kristen.
She is married to one of the wealthiest
families. No, she got a divorce.
She's no longer married?
Nope.
Well, she was married.
Well, they finalized their divorce.
Oh, I thought they were still looking for the divorce, that they were living apart.
No, from what I read, yeah. What you read, who knows? It's the internet. Mine says she is divorced. Yours says it.
Mine says it's currently her husband.
Gotcha.
It
says
her current husband is one of the wealthiest families in Boston.
Really?
Yeah. But they own some, I think it's a rum company.
Dang.
Yeah, they're into liquor.
So, into liquor.
They're into liquor. I'm just saying.
I don't know why that
they're
just
into
struck
liquor.
Me.
Yeah.
Liquor.
Yeah. They're into liquor. And they're liquor. Very, 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 very wealthy.
Well, so she'll be fine because she'll probably get a nice payout from the husband, right?
Yeah, probably.
And alimony and all that stuff.
Oh, that had started before this kiss kiss.
Right. And so him, on the other hand, I don't, you know, we'll see if he gets a job. You know, it's like somebody said, why is this affair bigger than anybody else's? So many people have affairs every single day, but we're all like somehow fascinated with this one. I think it's because they got caught.
Just the way it all went down.
It was so great.
It was their reactions.
Yeah. Did you see the Phillies?
If they had not reacted, you see what? Yeah.
The Phillies?
The Fanatics did a play on it.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
That was so great. I was dying.
A lot of ballparks throughout the country did it over the weekend. They called it the Coldplay Camp.
Yeah. Airlines did it. All this stuff. And we were talking about with our boss. Like, now it's become a term. Like, oh, I pulled the Coldplay.
Yeah. If those two had not reacted the way they did, it would have just disappeared.
Yep. Exactly. Kind of crazy. All right, so you told me that Shannon Sharpe's, he settled his case with that girl. Is that what happened?
I saw it on Friday or Saturday. He settled. It was a $100 million lawsuit. And I guess he decided he needed to get this over with.
Now, is he still on television or does he still have his podcast?
No, he got let go.
Oh, really? So does he have a job?
I think he took a hiatus from the podcast.
Okay.
So I think he still has that if he wants to come back to it. But he had another deal on the table for $100 million, and that fell through. They pulled that deal. So he lost a lot of money over this. So I think he saw this as, I could win this, but at what cost?
Yeah.
Just the way I'm looking at it.
Because everything personal is going to be out on the table.
Yeah.
Then again, he might have thought, I'm guilty. I need to get this over
with. Yeah, who knows, right?
It's one of the two, right?
Yeah.
Here's the story.
Shannon Sharpe has settled a sexual assault lawsuit. According to his lawyer, the Hall of Fame tight end and former Denver Bronco had offered at least $10 million to settle the claim before the suit was filed in April. Now he's likely paying an amount that exceeds that. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Lawsuit originally sought damages of more than $50 million. Sharpe strongly denied the allegations. He stepped away from his job at ESPN, vowing that he would return when NFL preseason begins. That's not far off. And it's not clear if he'll be back.
There you go.
I bet he had to pay out like 30.
I'm going to say 25 to 30.
Nice.
Yeah, right. I'm with you.
Carson, number?
I'm going to go 40.
40. Ooh, wow.
That's a terrible guess. The original was $50
million. Yeah. So he went with
still got close to getting what you originally wanted, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying. 50 was your original.
Your answer's wrong.
It's a terrible answer. It's a terrible answer, Carson.
It's my answer. I'm sticking by.
You should have said 20. 20 would have been a good number.
Oh, God. I'm just dying.
I don't know. Maybe, 25, 30 million.
Yeah.
Maybe 40. Who knows?
Oh, my God. What is happening? What is happening? This show is so stupid. I swear to God. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else do I want to tell you? Oh, what were you texting me about? Chicken biscuits or whatever. What's her name again?
Chicken fry?
Yeah. What happened? So his Bryant, right?
Yeah, Zach Bryan.
Yeah. His daughter got in on the action.
Oh, no. It was the CEO's daughter. That's what I was texting you about.
I thought it was Zach.
No.
I'm so confused.
No.
Oh, that's his daughter?
Yeah, daughter,
so
Marina.
So stand by. I'm totally confused. Because
we all are.
No, I know, because I didn't explain it right. So I get a text from Carson. He's like, dude, now the daughter's in on it. I thought he was talking about Luke, right?
Zach Bryan.
But he wasn't. He was talking about the CEO. His daughter's gorgeous.
Yeah, and now she's on TikTok talking about it. She, like, released the text messages of her friends seeing the story and texting her, like, oh, my gosh. I thought that was your dad, but I wasn't sure.
Holy crap.
And so now she's doing a whole play on it that she's on TikTok. She's getting all these followers.
According to Sky News, they said viral social media account pretending to be Coldplay concert CEOs has been exposed as fake.
Is it the Marina chick?
Great.
Yeah. It says a French model denied she is the daughter of former astronomer CEO after viral TikTok account appearing to use videos of her
God,
former
God, it was
content.
So good. I wish it was so true because
she's
like,
on a yacht.
Yeah, there's one comment that she put up, and I saw it on Saturday, so I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And one comment was like, I bet you're on your yacht crying, and she was dancing on a yacht, and it just says hashtag true. And she's on this massive yacht.
I was like, well, that's great.
She's leaning into it. Fine. Right. Go ahead.
Marina's not even Marina.
That's lame.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate the internet. Did I tell you a hawk picked up a baby and flew away with it and raised it as its own?
I know. I'm telling you, everything you see, and I've got this rule now, 24 to 48 hours, you got to sit back and wait to see if it's true. It's sad. It's sad. There's so many liars out there.
Well, not only that, but with AI, there were, I mean, my girlfriends, too, they were passing around that letter the CEO supposedly wrote. Yep. He didn't write that. No, not at all. And then with AI, now they're putting words in his mouth, and you're like, did he say that? Wait, that's AI. He didn't even say that. God. AI is good. Like, AI will be our demise. We're all going to start rumors, and they're not even going to be true.
I know. Just let us have some fun. Let something be true.
God. Crazy. All right, I think I'm done. There you go, tablet.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
My God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. Monday, going to be 92 today. Maybe a slight chance of showers. Better chance tomorrow and Wednesday. Going to be hot, though. And speaking of summer, do you realize we're only like 2.5 weeks from school starting again for a lot of kids?
I know. That's crazy.
Summer's over, Jamie.
Yeah. I always thought they started too soon. Like it seemed
Me
like,
too.
It seemed like we start back in my day. It was after Labor Day weekend.
I looked it up over the weekend because I noticed a lot of different kids. We were out at the Gaylord and a lot of families out there having kind of the last hurrah for summer is what it felt like. All right. So I looked it up and I know Aurora schools, they start like on the 6th.
Okay.
Which, I mean, today is the 21st. We're only talking 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
2.5 weeks. And now you're starting to see all these back-to-school sales that are out there with Amazon and different companies.
Yellow folders.
Yeah.
Remember that day?
I do. Wow. You got to fight over that.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. The lady took the... It was literally in my hand. I needed a yellow folder.
Yeah.
It was in my hand. And then she... And then oddly enough, the next year, they did this beautiful thing where you go online and you buy all the supplies online and they're at the kid's desk when they show up.
That's a good move.
It was so great.
I think you pay a little more, but it's worth
it,
right?
So great, yeah.
But I remember that yellow folder thing. There you were in Target, and that lady, she was such a, man. Oh, she had to have it too, right?
Yeah, and she got it.
And she took it from you. Yeah. I mean, it was almost like cart lifting, you know, where you reach in somebody's cart and take it out.
Exactly.
And run with it.
On the Black Friday.
That's what's about to happen in the next couple of weeks. You're going to see fights out there, man.
And why are you teachers? You know I support you because my dad's a teacher, but was a teacher. Why you need so many boxes of Kleenex? That's a bunch of crap right there.
All the time. What do you mean? I remember that when I was a kid.
Yeah, right?
Is that on the list?
It's always on the list.
It is.
3 boxes of tissues.
Really?
And then you show up to school and there's like a whole warehouse of tissues. I was like, they have enough for 10 years.
Well, maybe they have a bunch of snotty kids in there and they need them.
No, it's a racket. I think they're selling them on eBay. In bundles. Yeah.
Marketplace.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a racket.
Selling the leftovers.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine. Summer's almost over. It flew by.
So what grade will your kid be in now?
He will be in the second grade.
Wow.
Yes, he's moving on to the second grade.
Crazy.
Yeah, growing up, man.
And then when does your kid's in preschool?
No, not even pre-K yet.
No.
So kindergarten will be 4. So we're going to start pre-K here soon.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah. They sent home all these booklets that have to be done before he gets back to school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're pretty strict over there.
Holy crap.
A little too
what
much.
Is he, AP?
I don't know. There's 3... They're called summer solutions.
Because that's what AP kids have to do.
I guess.
All summer.
I guess. He had to fill these books out or finish, you know, all these equations over the summer. We're probably not even a tenth of the way into the books, and we're running out of time fast. I may have to go home and do a book on my own. I want to try to do is get the book and kind of write in second grade.
Yeah, hand.
You
know,
so
yeah,
it looks that way.
Yeah, use your other hand.
I use my opposite hand.
Yeah, there you go.
To do it. And if I fill out one of his booklets for it, that'll help out a lot. Well, I'm just saying. That way we meet the criteria when we get back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I gotcha.
All right, this Dog the Bounty Hunter story.
This is awful.
Sad. Unbelievable.
I don't even get how it happened.
I don't either. I've got,
In case you don't know, Dog Bounty Hunter's stepson?
Stepson.
Accidentally shot his own child.
Yeah.
And he passed away.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw reports 13. Where I didn't see a lot of details on this. I just saw, but nobody can imagine this. I started to say, can you imagine? No, you can't imagine. I mean, something like this horrific happening within your family, this is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it a lot.
Well, I'm bringing it up because Dog lives close by here.
He doesn't live here anymore.
Where'd you move to?
I don't know. But
I think he went to Hawaii, didn't he?
I think so, but he doesn't live here anymore. So we have no ties.
Well, we kind of do. He's been on the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
Good guy.
All right.
Yeah, sad story, though.
It is awful.
It is a sad story. I don't know if they were at a shooting range or...
No, they were in this apartment.
They were in the apartment when this happened. Yeah. I have this lady here doing the report, but we don't like her.
Well, her voice is something.
Can I play just a piece of it?
Okay, but this voice will just send everybody... It's Monday. First of all, it's a bad story, and it's a horrible voice. Oh,
you know,
God.
Is this where we're headed? Is this lady AI?
I think so.
It's got to be, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
But can we just do live people?
Exactly.
Can we stop doing AI to narrate these stories, please?
Awful.
Because it's so monotone. It's almost like this person doesn't even care.
Well, they don't because they're not a person.
Oh, that's right. They're AI. Okay. Well, you understood what I was talking about, Jamie. Yeah.
The man injured in...
This person doesn't have a heart.
Okay. The man injured in that MRI room accident.
Wait, I was like, that's not the annoying voice. She wasn't bad.
Here she is.
Dog the Bounty Hunter and his family are coping with a tragic loss. The former reality TV star, whose real name is Dwayne Chapman, is mourning the death of his step-grandson, Anthony. TMZ reports that the 13-year-old was shot and killed by Dog's stepson, Gregory Seca, during an accidental shooting at their apartment in Naples, Florida. According to the outlet, local law enforcement responded to a call about a shooting around 8 p.m. July 19th. The shooting was determined to be a, quote, isolated incident with no arrests having been made. However, authorities say the investigation is ongoing.
There you go.
Why does she hang on to that last word so long?
Because she's a computer.
She doesn't know to let it go. Why is she doing that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God. It is a sad story, though. Yeah.
What a terrible story. Down in Naples, Florida. I didn't realize that either. But, just a terrible story with Dog and Bounty Hunter.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. The Odyssey app is up and running, and you need to download it. It's free for your phone. You can take us anywhere you go, and you'll also get the BJ and Jamie podcast that comes up after 10 o'clock each day. So grab it if you can and share it. You know they had... A lot of problems last night at D. DIA, I guess Alaska Airlines, had to stop all their flights yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Because of an IT issue.
Yeah, right? Yeah, an IT issue. Had to shut down everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Across the country.
Yeah, across, for just Alaskan Airlines, that is.
Yeah.
All right, I want to, let's go to this Kiss Cam thing again.
Oh,
okay,
God.
With this CEO and the mistress and all that. He resigned, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go through the steps again here because I've got a couple of questions, and I don't know what's real and what's not real because there's a lot of things coming out, and some of it seems real, and some of it has been verified not to be real. Okay, it all started with Chris Martin. Coldplay's on stage last week, and they use the Kiss Cam, and they show this couple up in a VIP area, suite, whatever. And they immediately, when they see themselves on the Kiss Cam, their eyes are bugged out. They're like, oh, my God. Oh, no. And then they start running for the hills because they realize that they shouldn't be on camera.
Well, and then it got even worse because Chris Martin says either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
This thing at that point blew up.
Yeah.
And their reaction really sold it because you can tell they did not want to get caught on camera, and they did. So since then, everything's come out about these two. First of all, the dude. The dude was the CEO for...
Astronomer, a
$1.2 billion company. The CEO. He's making a pretty good chunk of change, folks. All right? And then she, it turns out... Now, what does she do? She is the HR director... for that same company.
I haven't heard if she's quit. Or was
I heard she resigned.
Oh, she did.
I saw that this, again, we don't know what's
true.
What's true, Jamie. Yeah. They said she resigned.
I believe
I saw that this morning, that she stepped down as the HR director. I guess you can't run HR when you're having an affair. I don't know. Then there's another lady in the suite, too, and she has this look like, oh, my God, they've been caught.
Yep.
They have been caught. And she's laughing, actually. Yeah. She's smiling because she's like, what do you do now? You've been caught, right? Turns out, I don't think she worked for the company. I think she was just a friend.
Right. And now right? We know that okay. Andy and Kristen, aren't they cute? Andy and Kristen, they've scrubbed all their social media.
Okay.
Which I don't blame them for.
Yeah,
at all.
Their LinkedIn accounts and all that. Now, the wife of Andy, I guess she was never really active on social media. She's in education. She's 50 years old, and they have two kids. So the rumor that she took off Byron off her last name is not true at all because she was never really active on social media. Like they said, like her post was from years ago.
So that was somewhat of a lie.
Exactly.
It was exaggerated,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Now, I saw this yesterday, and I don't know what the truth is. I'll tell you that up front. I didn't really investigate. But I saw that he and Kristen, the woman that he's having the affair with, had both already split from their significant others.
Not Andy.
Okay. Now, I saw where Andy supposedly lives in a whole different address than his wife does, and they were on the outs, is what I saw yesterday. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but you would think that if that's true, and hers is true, which I think hers is, that she's already filed for divorce or divorced, then it wouldn't be a big issue. None of this would be a big issue, but I don't think it's true. I think that he ruined
his
marriage.
Andy had a full-on affair.
Yeah. I think so.
No, he did. He did. Andy
he wouldn't
had
quit.
No, he wouldn't resign.
Right, he wouldn't resign as the CEO.
Exactly.
But I did see that yesterday that they lived in, now they could live in separate residences because of his job. That he's in one place more than he is the other, because one's in Ohio, this is in New England, right?
Yeah, so here's what I'd like to play, the game Sweep of Nature. All right, Andy and Kristen, do we think it's going to last forever?
I don't think it's going to last past this.
I mean,
I see the two of them, and I think of Greece and Summer Love.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I do.
Yeah.
Summer loving, man.
Yeah.
Summer loving those two.
So it was just like a summer fling?
I don't think it's going to last.
Yeah.
And then some people are being really mean to her.
To Kristen.
Kristen, yeah.
Well, it takes two to tango.
Well, no.
Andy.
Well, here's what they're saying, Jamie. And it's not me saying.
Okay.
Okay? Because I'm a kind-hearted person. I'm just bringing this up because it's news.
Okay.
But they're saying that you're the CEO making a big check. $1.2 billion company.
Right.
And you're having relations and risking it all with this?
Okay, here's what I heard.
And they're going on her looks.
Here's
what they're doing. And that's the shot that you see there.
It says, okay, she's the human, what is she?
HR.
HR person, right?
Human resources.
And she makes pretty good money, and she couldn't afford to dye that gray hair.
Oh.
Was it always the lady
why is it so
that
mean?
Catches the anger? He's got gray hair, too.
Yeah, nobody said anything.
Nobody said a word about his gray hair.
No, nobody.
No, they're all attacking Kristen.
Speaking of which, what happened to your hair?
What do you mean?
What's going on?
What are you talking about? Oh, I just took my hat off.
Oh, okay.
I've had a hat on all day.
Yeah, he's got bad head.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God.
I have hat head.
You have something going on.
I got a hat head. Maybe a combination of both.
Did you get it cut over the weekend?
No, I got it cut about 2 weeks ago.
All right, looks
I just
good.
Haven't. Just haven't exposed it in a while.
It looks good.
It needed some air. I need some air.
Getting sweaty. Sweaty under that
Can
ball
we get
cap.
Back to
oh,
the
sorry,
couple
sorry.
Of the
oh,
year?
Yeah, I just noticed your hair was neat. Wow,
summer
it's
loving,
got some
man.
Gaps
summer
in it.
Summer loving. And then
it's like you have the mange.
Will you stop? People can't see it. The cameras aren't on today. Look.
Thank God.
Now these two, now this has blown up so much that over the weekend, sporting events all over the country did Coldplay cam.
Yep.
And they reenacted what you saw with this
fantastic.
Couple. It was great.
Yeah, especially the mascots.
Oh, the Phillies fanatic. They crushed
good.
It.
They did. They did it dead on. So, and with that big fat a mascot turning around and then the other one like
just diving.
Oh my God, it was so great.
You would have a couple that would be holding. It'd be two dudes and some of them.
Well, did you
mascots.
See some of the signs? Like people were holding signs. This is my actual wife. And they were making out on the Kiss cam.
Someone one of the Coldplay gods was like, this is not my HR manager.
Yeah, exactly.
Not my CEO.
It went so viral, isn't it? Insane how viral that thing went.
You know, and
I feel so sorry for the wife.
We have this audio of Chris Martin, and he made an announcement over the weekend at another show after this event that, hey, you're going to be on the Kiss. He could have made this a lot better.
Way better.
He could have been funny. Yeah.
He could have been.
He's not funny.
I mean, listen to this. This is Chris Martin warning the new crowd that he's in front of that we use cameras.
Say hello to some of you in the crowd. How we're going to do that is we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen.
Right there is where he should have jumped in and said, and if you're married to somebody else and you're here cheating with somebody, I'm just warning you, you could be busted.
Yeah.
He needs to go with
funny,
it.
But he didn't. He said, so make sure you have your makeup on.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't even.
He didn't even go the route we wanted.
No.
And put some of you on the big screen. So please, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now.
Bad. Poor sense of humor.
But I wonder if he feels sorry for him. Like he just ruined these people's lives.
If he does, he's the only one. Because nobody else seems to feel sorry for him.
But today I was having some sadness for them.
Really?
Today I was. Yeah, today I was like, you know what? Somebody had a great point over the weekend. It's like, look, a lot of people have affairs and none of us know about it. And they go on with their lives and whatever happens, happens. Like these people have been just, I mean, purated. I don't even know if that's the right word. They've just been destroyed.
You know,
I mean, completely.
Like they have to go crawl under a rock for years.
Yeah, and
they
we're
ever...
forgetting that Andy has two kids.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know how old those kids are, but like just all the way around, it's just, ugh. Yeah,
I saw one report where she was making over $200,000 a year.
Really?
But didn't he elevate her to that?
Yeah, he did.
Isn't that
she
the rumor?
She came up, yeah.
Yeah, that she was probably making a lot more than what she, you know, that position paid.
Right, yeah.
Because he had elevated her because he had had an affair with her for quite a while. Something I think was part of the story.
You should hook up with Boss Man Mike.
Yeah.
Get us some more money.
Yeah. He's a little too tall for me. Yeah. I mean, if I were going to do that, I'd go for a shorter dude like Carson. Well, you're shorter than Mike.
Wait,
I'm
why,
just saying.
Why
or,
you
okay,
try?
Spadil. I'd go for Spadil. Spadil, I'd go for you.
Okay.
Because you and I are pretty close to the same height.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
What?
You went there.
But then you just like, I know what I'll do. I'll slam Carson.
No, I'm not slamming Carson.
Oh, you're right. That was a compliment.
That was a compliment. Yeah. Just like I gave Spadil a compliment. Carson, that was a compliment. If I were Tuesday, I'd choose shorter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, my God.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
This is probably the saddest story I've ever read.
Oh, no.
You've been hanging around a little six-year-old too long.
He's seven. He's seven. Grown up now. It's not what you think it
but
is.
I remember last time I saw him, he went like that. He went, oh, no. No.
He does that. And he does this, Jamie. I know you can't see it listening to radio, but if I tell him something that he doesn't want to hear, like sad news, like you can't do this, can't do that, he'll just go, oh. He drops his head
sad
like,
and says,
isn't
oh.
there a cartoon? That does
I don't know. Oh. Anyway, this is a sad, sad, sad story. My God. So there's a sleeping prince that has passed away. Did
what?
You see this?
Wait a minute. A sleeping prince passed away. So he died in sleep?
No, no, no. He's been in a coma for 20 years.
Wow.
And he passed away.
He passed away. Yeah.
Man.
For 20 years.
He's a prince?
He's a prince, yep. Mm-hmm. A Saudi prince. It says, Saudi Prince Al Walid bin Khalid bin Talulu Al Saud was 15 years old when he was injured in a car accident in 2005 while studying at a military college in London. They put him in an induced coma. He never came out of it. And I guess for 20 years now, he's been in this coma. His father refused to take him off of life support. He had sustained severe brain injuries in that car accident.
Huh.
And so his dad visited him every day and sat by his side and talked to him for 20 years.
How do you get that name on a tombstone?
Al Walid bin Khalid bin Tali Al Saud. Very yeah. carefully.
Fine print, very small, right?
Font,
very small
font,
letters.
The
yeah,
font.
Font.
The font is
font, very small.
Okay, that's what you got out of this?
I do like these stories. No, I do like stories where they're you know, come out of these comas.
He did not.
After a few years. I know he did, but I'm just saying other stories. I'm trying to get away from this miserable story. But anyway, where they come out and they don't remember anything for the past, like, 10 years. Those are pretty fascinating.
They took a picture of him.
Oh, no.
It says his dad posted a picture. It's a black and white photo of his son lying in a hospital bed with his eyes closed. And, yeah. So.
Wow.
Well, he can't look good after 20 years being in that bed.
Well, I think they, like, flipped him around and stuff, moved him around.
Yeah, they do that. They did that with my mom. They would shuffle her around a couple times a week. A little flip here, flop there, things like that.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, sad story.
Well, that's a terrible story to start off the tabloid trash.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really
some Saudi prince is gone.
But it's kind of like a beautiful one, too, the sleeping prince. You know, like the headline is beautiful.
Yeah.
The sleeping prince. No?
I guess you could play it off that way. I don't know.
Wait, who? Isn't there like tragic. Cinderella? Wasn't she sleeping or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty.
Cinderella.
What the hell ever, okay?
Sleeping Beauty. Kissed by a prince.
Right.
Wakes up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're ugly. You know?
She didn't say that. I think she began to sing. Oh, 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 oh. And then, like, some flowers, didn't they come over and land on her shoulder? Or was that Cinderella, too?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. They always had those little birds. Yeah. By the way, can I just tell you something crazy? Yesterday, I was at the cabin, right? There were so many butterflies. It was insane. I don't even think I've seen a butterfly since I've been in Colorado. It was just everywhere.
Really?
So many butterflies.
You've never seen one?
No. I've seen moths, but not the butterfly.
Huh.
And I was trying to figure out if it was a monarch because it was yellow with the black pattern instead of orange.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And then gorgeous. I was like, I appreciate it. And I was like, dude, you're old if you really like are excited about a butterfly.
Yeah. There, well, there's
got
two
you
things.
In your feels, huh?
Yeah.
There's two things. Butterflies and dead prince stories.
I'm really delivering today. Yeah. Can I just tell you, I had the worst weekend of my life, and that's why I'm disheveled.
Why?
It's just been, well, my girlfriend's, her daughter, who I adore, got mauled by a dog.
That's not good.
So scary.
Yeah. And so a shout out to Parker Advent ER. You guys, your team is amazing there. So you just really took care of this little girl so great. And so a shout out to them because they were really kind. And it was just a zoo in there because everybody's freaking out, you know. So they were really kind. And so that happened. And then there was something backstory with that and just vomiting. Then my son gets a 6-point ticket for $275.
Oh, what?
For doing what?
Speeding.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How much was he doing over the speed limit?
I don't know, like
800. 50?
So here's what happened. He has a Tacoma, right? And
yeah.
So he sold all the stuff off of it.
Okay.
And it's been tricked out. It's had a tent on it. And it has had a rack. It's really heavy. It gets about 1 mile per gallon.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. It's so slow. When I drive that thing, I was like, this thing is a turd.
Creeping so let me guess. He stripped it down, and now it's faster, and he didn't realize it?
Yep.
That's a dumb excuse.
No, I'm not kidding.
There's you a speedometer on your it. Kid. That's the excuse Ralphie used. And Jamie bought
it. No, I know. He knew he was speeding. I'm saying, you know how you don't, like, when I drive the one car, the fast car, I'm like, oh my God, I love this car fast.
There are some times you look down and you're like, whoa, yeah. I did not think
exactly.
I was going that fast.
I can be going all of 100 miles per hour in the other car, but to get my Jeep to try to do anything is a joke. Like, I have to wait
like
for...
Like the wheel shaking right. at 60?
Yeah, like it's insane. And so it's in like Platteville or something. He's in Platteville,
so
I think.
So you don't know how fast he was going?
Well, I'm looking
and what the MPH was?
I'm looking.
Oh, man, that's bummer.
It is a bummer because I pay his insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he's already signed up for an online class. He's going to talk to the DA today. I mean, he did. I will give him credit. He's done all the right things. I'm not involved in any of that. Yeah. He's doing all the right things. But he said, the guy was sitting right when the miles per hour changed. Like it was 65.
Oh, he's at a speed trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, let's go for entrapment. He said the dude was literally like right at 35. Like, and I go, it doesn't go from 65 to 35. Give me a break.
Yeah.
He's like, it does. He goes, I swear. And then
sounds fishy.
Right?
Does sound fishy.
He said, from now on, I'm driving under 5 miles per hour. Everywhere.
I use my cruise control a lot for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even on short distances, I'll lock it in just to not get a ticket. You know, I'm right there on the edge of that 12 points.
Yeah, you are.
I stay on the edge all the time. I am. Now it looks like Ralphie's on the edge. Me and him are on the edge together.
Where's like Platteville or something? Maybe we can give him some concert tickets.
That's when you're coming down the mountain.
No, I think he said it was over that way, like by Greeley or something.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Somewhere.
I know in Greeley there's Kersey Road, and they do have that, what your son was talking about, where it says it's 55, and then at the last second it goes to 35, and suddenly you're getting hit with a 20-mile-an-hour speeding ticket.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, I'm not happy. That happened. I fell in the river.
Oh, no.
Some guy that I've been talking to is, like, mentally ill because he ghosted me, and he's just a psychopath, and I'm done with that. Like, how do you talk to me every single day, and then all of a sudden you're just, maybe he's dead. This happened to my girlfriend, Alina. Listen to this. So Alina's dating this guy. Like she loves him, right? And they're, like, living together. He just goes missing. She calls his mom. She's like, have you seen him? And the mom was acting all suspect. Nope, he just, like, moved out, took off, gone.
I don't know how people do that.
I don't either.
You just disappear on your own.
Isn't that creepy? Yeah,
never see or hear him from him ever again.
And I wrote this guy. I was like, hey, is everything okay? Like, are you in the ER or something? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just checking in.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Something going on? Nothing. Just, he is missing. He's gone.
You know, imagine that. Some guy ghosting you.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, I know you're trying to be funny, but it honestly...
He's been laughing his butt off.
No, I know, and I know you're trying to be funny, but
it's
to me...
It's a joke. It's a joke.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like,
no, it doesn't.
What?
No, I don't know how you just disappear. You just go.
Especially
just
when
go.
You talk every single day, all day.
Yeah.
He's like...
Psh. People just...
So,
go.
Between that, it's just been a crap weekend. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
That was a hell of a report there. I don't think we did one story. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody. 92 for a high today. Maybe a slight chance of...
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. There's a video this morning.
Yeah.
Of Britney Spears.
Oh,
she's
okay.
In the bathroom with her cell phone in a mirror singing. Okay. Now, I think it occurred over the past like week or so, but it got posted over the weekend or shared, and I grabbed it. Now, if this is any indication of what she sounds like currently, there is no comeback for her. Okay. Because this.
Really? Is, it's that bad? It's,
yeah. Wait till you hear this.
Okay.
And I think what's going on with her? I mean, she is just loony. Just crazy these days.
It's honestly sad to watch.
Well, yeah,
it really
there
is
that.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's just a spiral.
It's almost like she's, you know how some people will warm up before a concert and they do different
sounds?
Oh, yeah,
sounds? Like that, that,
yeah,
that,
exercises. That's yeah. What it's like. Oh, it gets better. Listen.
I want you to know just what I mean.
That note, man.
That note is
it
the rest
through
of
your
it
soul.
Isn't you know, bad. The rest of it isn't bad. That one
sounds like me in the bathroom. What I try to say,
yeah.
It just goes to show you that with a lot of these artists, they use a lot of enhancement when it comes to recording. They use a lot of auto-tune and different things
She always starts singing like the old baby, baby. Why does she always like find that like nasal thing? I just
I don't know.
Oh, baby, baby.
I don't know.
It's just, like the signature Britney Spears like sound.
I know it is.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
Today, they're supposed to announce the Mariah Carey new album.
Okay. Oh, all right.
They say this is it. This is the comeback. Do you think she's got a chance to come back?
I don't know.
And be relevant again.
I don't know. She doesn't need to. I mean, she has Christmas. She's the Christmas queen.
I know. Yeah. I know. But they're just saying that she really wants to be back on top. She really wants to. And they're saying the album will be announced today, and this could be the one that puts her back on top of music, like your Beyoncé's are
Do
today.
You have any, like...
No. No, there's nothing out there right now. They're just saying the announcement's coming.
Yeah.
I don't think the album itself
is
out today.
Well, remember, though, she sang in front of Rockefeller Square, and she was horrible?
Yeah.
Well, that's what this Britney Spears audio reminded me
I gotcha.
Of that. That's
yeah.
why I brought that up, because she's had a couple of times where she... She didn't come off sounding very good.
No, I know.
A couple
remember
of occasions. Couple of occasions.
I think she's had today. Her moment, and I think she should stick with Christmas.
I'm with you.
I don't see her going on a big tour.
Yeah, I just think that there's certain points you reach in a career like that. Madonna being one. Madonna
but
was
she
on
still
top.
Pulls,
she was huge.
But she still pulls.
Yeah, but she'll never be back on top.
No, but she does pull. Like, the gay men love her.
Yeah, they
yeah,
do.
They really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm just saying, we love that Madonna. Holiday. All the way. That's how we put it, right? BJ. Holiday. Oh, that kicked. That was a good one. Yeah, that one kicked.
Yeah. No, no,
what?
Slap.
Yeah.
Slaps.
It what?
You slap.
You can
slaps.
Do both. You can kick and slap both. I'm not against that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ. Jamie Morning Show, Monday, 92 today. Podcast going to be up after 10 o'clock on the Odyssey app. Put it on your phone. Remember that MRI story we had last week?
About
the guy
that got caught in the necklace and all that?
Oh, yeah.
There's more details on that. I guess it was his mom that was in the machine, right? And then he went to save her or something like that, right? Get her out of the machine. That's when it clicked on and dragged him into the machine.
So nuts.
Did you see that? All right, here's the story.
The man injured in that MRI room accident on Long Island has now died. Police say the 61-year-old entered the room without authorization on Wednesday at Nassau Open MRI while a scan was in progress. He was sucked into the MRI machine because he was wearing a metallic necklace. The man went to the hospital in critical condition where police say he died yesterday afternoon.
His mom is at the MRI machine. Uh-huh. They're putting her in. The guy that's the technician leaves the room. Mom's in the MRI. This guy then goes running into the room, and that's how he gets sucked in.
From
the machine
his necklace.
Is on. Yeah.
That's a strong necklace.
It's his wife.
Oh, his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
his wife.
Also, he was wearing a 20-pound necklace, is what they said.
A 20-pound necklace on it. With a lock on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the lock, they said the lock was so strong, and the necklace, it was just so strong that there was no way to pull him out, that the magnetic pull was unbelievable.
Ugh. Was he, like, I mean, was it a clock?
I don't
know. It sounds like it was like a Flava Flav chain. Yeah.
They called it, the story did call it like a weightlifting necklace or something weird like that.
It was bizarre. Necklace. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess his wife is in the machine. He goes running into the room. The technician is like, whoa, don't go in there. Don't
go in there. How
did he go? Don't go in there. He gets too close to the machine and it sucks that lock in and then drags him in. Now, he was in bad condition when they pulled him out of there, finally got him out, but then he eventually passed away.
Speaking of medical conditions, I just want to get you guys ready, okay?
Yeah.
Because today I'm getting my lips filled.
You are?
Yeah, I'm getting my lips
You're going for that duck look again?
I am. I'm going to get it done, and so I just want to prepare you for tomorrow. That I will be talking like this. Because remember the first day, they stay really swollen.
Yeah.
Looks so, a little gnarly the first day.
Yeah, it really does. And so just so everybody knows, I'll be a little bit off tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for the warning. Thanks for the warning. There you go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I guess everybody had a busy weekend. Jamie, you were up and moving around all weekend long. Went to a wedding this weekend.
Crazy.
Carson had his family out of town. All he did was clean.
Okay, can I just tell you something? You are the funniest Carson man on the planet with you. He went like this, BJ. Let me do an impression.
Oh, he was proud.
Let me do an impression of Carson, everybody. Yeah. I was like, what was that? Yep, Bree and my daughter are out of town, and my house has never been cleaner. Aww. I mean, and it goes like chef's kiss. Mwah. I mean, it's never been cleaner. Yeah.
It feels so good.
He
basked in the cleanliness last night.
He says he just sat on the couch looking around the room. How clean
he did.
Oh,
he did.
And you could see sparkles coming off of the everything in the room.
Mm-hmm. I did have one question for him because he is our cleaner. He's our, you know, he's like obsessed with it. Well, I had one question, and that is, y'all, how does our refrigerator handle get so crunchy?
Oh.
What? How is it that refrigerator handle? There's only two of us. It gets so crunchy.
Yeah, and it's not like you touch it knowing that you have food on your hands. You're just like,
it's just over time it gets crunchy. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I was cleaning it. I was like, how did this get so crunchy?
It's gross. Yeah.
It is gross. Yeah. It is disgusting.
Well, I know. I mean, for you, I don't understand. For me, I get it, okay? Because I cook every night.
Uh-huh.
I cook every night, and I'm always preparing something, reach for the fridge. But I get how mine gets that way. But for you, for a person that never cooks.
I never cook. And
I don't understand yours.
There's only two of us, and it gets crunchy. Don't know how.
Is since he's been home from college, is Ralphie cooking behind your back or something?
But he does cook.
Okay, well, then maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
I
mean,
no, but it's always crunchy. It just gets crunchy. Like, I don't know how it happens. It's like mysterious crunchy. And you grab it, and you're like, what is that?
You instantly know. Yeah. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
I do love a good clean house, though.
Aww.
I mean, I'm not one to do it, but I do like it when it's done.
There's nothing like it, man.
Did you see on that one commercial that people got more satisfaction out of cleaning their toilet than they did, like, getting a check or something? It's some kind of study. Yeah, like having a...
I don't think I buy that.
Yeah,
I hate cleaning the toilet. Yeah. That's the worst.
Wait a minute. You just said cleaning a toilet. people get more satisfaction than getting a check?
I don't know what it was.
What?
I forgot what they
They
compare it to something. It's a commercial, but I forgot what it was. I wanted to go with money or something. Can you look up what people get more satisfaction
than? I'm trying to figure it out.
You guys not seen the commercial?
No.
They have all these people.
I don't know if I buy it. I don't know if there's any satisfaction in cleaning a toilet. Period.
Well, yeah, it's kind of nasty.
Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah, I would say that that's maybe tongue in cheek.
You know,
whatever
my,
it is.
My toilet lid broke at the cabin. Boy, did I feel fat.
Yeah. Someone broke one here.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I think it was Pete.
So Clorox did a study.
Okay,
and
that's what it is.
And it says that they get more satisfaction cleaning a toilet rather than petting puppies.
Really?
But I don't know if I buy that.
I don't know if I buy that either.
Yeah.
And that's a lot different than a check.
But no, but it's the same difference. Everybody loves a puppy.
Everyone loves puppies. Yeah,
yeah, but you get more satisfaction cleaning a toilet than you do petting puppies.
Yeah.
You think that's true?
No.
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 Absolutely.
Well, look who did it. Clorox. Give me a break.
BJ and Jay.
You know, I read this Mr. Beast story. Did you see where he gave away that jet?
No, I did not.
He had a guy. I think I have audio.
Was it where they all put their hand on it or something?
No.
He did that before.
Now, this is a jet challenge. I think the guy had to live on the plane for like 100 days. Is that right, Spadell?
Yeah, he did.
It's a $2.5 million jet.
Yeah,
the guy's a pilot already.
It's not a very good jet.
$2.5 million? I don't know my jets. I mean, you live in a different world. Those gated communities out there, you guys probably know jets, but I don't know my jets. $2.5 million jet, Jamie.
It doesn't, okay.
That's not much.
It's kind of a small jet. Must be really little.
All right.
And slow.
All right. Let me play the story first, okay? And then listen on the backside what he turned down.
Okay.
After he won his jet.
No joke, I spent $2.5 million on this private jet. And once you step inside, the 100 days will begin.
Oh my God.
If Armando stays on this plane for the next 100 days, it will forever be his to fly anywhere he wants all around the world.
100 days living in this thing? No problem.
That was a smooth ride. This thing is nice. If any part of your body touches the ground outside this plane, the video ends and you lose this private jet.
Don't touch the ground.
Good luck.
See you when I see you.
Let's see if Armando can win this private jet.
He won. He stayed in the jet for 100 days, never touched the ground. He won the jet $2.5 million. And then he was offered $500,000 to stay an extra 100 days inside the jet.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He turned it down.
It says a 12-seater private jet can cost anywhere from $15 to $25 million.
Oh, cheap, that's a cheap plane.
I mean, it still looks nice.
It's a beautiful jet. Nice. I don't like these rich people games.
I know.
I saw this story and I thought, you know, I'm interested in the story because the guy lived on a jet and won a jet.
Right.
But
so good
then,
for him.
But when he turns down $500,000 to stay on that jet for another 100 days, that's where he lost me. Because it's like, okay, well, this guy's already worth a lot of money. Who turns down $500,000?
I think he started going crazy. He started going crazy after 100 days on this jet. It happened to the kid that lived in that house.
He didn't say that.
Yeah. Yeah, remember that kid that lived in the house? Every day they would take away a piece of furniture.
Yes.
It was Mr. Beast.
I get
that. And then he started going literally crazy because they had no one to talk to.
He finally
caved. He didn't win the house because he finally went to see his girlfriend.
Well, I mean, I could see that. You're isolated from everyone.
That's what this guy said, though. He said the only thing it was is he missed his family and wanted to see his family.
That's a long time.
He didn't stay. But 100 days, I mean, you could work that out for $500,000.
Well, like your family. Maybe he likes his. He doesn't have a grandpa in the basement.
He also said that it sucked not having meaningful contact with just anybody in the outside world.
You don't have any interaction. Like, even Bree struggles when she works from home. Like, just talking to me.
Right.
Because she's like, I
gotta talk
like
to somebody else.
Yeah, like, bounce, like, it's cool because I get to see you every day, but it's like, I need some people to bounce off ideas.
Yeah, imagine like, see, you're different because you want to drive a semi-truck all by yourself for the rest of your life.
I love isolation.
You can do this no problem.
Yeah. Mr. Beast, if you're looking for the next competitor, dude, you need to call BJ Harris on Twitter, man. Reach out to me. Offer me something. You don't even have to offer that much. You really don't? If you offered me, let's say, $40 to live by myself for 2 years.
$40.
I could pull it off.
$40.
I could pull it all for $40, Mr. Beast. That's all it takes. 2 years isolation. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I'm not going to say good or bad.
Wait, what?
I'm not going to say good or bad, but.
What happened?
I think you can. You could probably guess here. So we went out to the Gaylord over the weekend, right?
Yep.
Spent 2 days at the pool.
Nice. You look tan and handsome.
I got to tell you. Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, there's no better place to people watch than a pool. It is absolutely, well, it's just the variety of people.
Yeah.
And the things you do at the pool, the things you wear at the pool, it's a real eye-opener. I hadn't been to the pool in a while, so it was kind of different.
So it's funny that you say that because the river was packed.
Exactly.
Tubers everywhere.
Same thing.
I mean, just so many tubers, right? And there's a big church group out. By the way, the people that drive those church buses suck. Those vans, they don't know how to drive in the mountains.
They're church people. Let's not give them a hard time. No, they're church people.
Well, they're from all over the country right
now.
Well,
God's with them.
At church camp.
Yes.
And it's a one-lane dirt road, and they have no freaking clue. They're awful. But anyway, going back. So we have church people, right? We have church camp. There's all kinds of tubers that are church kids. And then, I'm not even kidding, there's this mom. She's walking along the road because you know how you have to go back to your car after you tube down or whatever?
Hike up.
Yeah, all that stuff if you don't have somebody. And she was wearing a G-string. And I thought, what in the hell, lady, made you think I'm going to wear a G-string to the river?
There you go. There you go.
Who tubes in a G-string?
If you're in a G-string and you sit down in the water, a fish thinks that's just a fishing line. They're going to nibble on the end of that thing.
Well,
okay.
And the thing is, she was walking with a little kid who was like 5 or whatever. I'm like, you're a mom walking with your tube under one arm. You have a 5-year-old hand under the, you know, on your hand, and there's your ass cheeks just along.
It's her family day G-string. Right.
Jamie, I get exactly what you're saying. Let me tell you what it did to me. It got my head, okay? Because I'm there, people watching,
right.
Okay? And look, I know we're at the pool, and don't be judgmental, but you can't help it. We're human, right?
Yes.
So the first day I'm there, I'm in the pool, lazy river, whatever, my swim trunks. I saw so much on the first day that the second day I put on a T-shirt. I thought...
You wore a swim shirt?
Yeah. Just a regular T-shirt. I said, you know, I'm no different than everybody else. I'm a disgrace out here.
I'm just hanging out.
Look at me. I went to the restroom, but I saw myself in the mirror.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm like, I'm no better than anybody else at the pool. So I swear, second day, I put on a T-shirt because I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, they're looking at me the same way I'm looking at them.
Because you're just all out, your boobs, your belly, everything. Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, if you can say that you go to a swimming pool where there's a lot of people, or the river, or whatever, and you don't see things that you notice and you're a little judgmental, like, man, that person shouldn't be wearing that.
That happens a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you say you don't do that, you're lying.
Yeah.
Because we all have it in us. Do we not?
Well, here's where I get judgy, okay? I am amazed at the confidence.
No joke. So I was looking at all the videos that there was a lot. The Eelj Gardens adult swim party.
Oh, yeah.
Was insane.
Yeah.
On Friday night. And I was looking at all those videos like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
But the confidence.
But they rock it.
Yeah, the confidence.
They don't rock it.
But to them, they do.
The confidence.
I think on the first day you were there, you had the confidence, man. Yeah.
No, I was ignorant. I just hadn't seen that mirror. I think I would have caught on to that even in the room in a mirror without being wet.
You needed a dose of reality.
There's something about looking that way, and then once you get wet, it looks worse.
It does.
It's sad.
Well, it's also kind of shiny.
Yeah, it's shiny. It's drippy. Other than that, we had a great weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah, a lot of people at the pool. It was, though. It was just like, wow.
How was that Eelj thing?
Huge.
It looked crazy. Yeah, there was a ton of people.
I think it's like the 6th year they've done it.
Yeah.
It's really wild. Grown.
I like how we're so plugged in, we didn't even know our sister station was doing it.
Who was doing it?
Squizzy
DJ
Taylor.
Squizzy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the DJ then.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know my DJs. Especially up at KS107. I don't know all this.
Yeah, it's all Squizzy.
What was this? Squizzy something? Squizzy?
Squizzy Taylor.
Jeans?
Squizzy Taylor.
Squizzy Jeans. Yeah, he's my favorite. I love Squizzy Jeans.
Squizzy something. I just didn't know it was
Squizzy
Taylor.
Jeans. Let's change
Squizzy
his name.
Jeans. Sounds like he pooped in him, doesn't it? DJ Squizzy Jeans. Oh, what a name.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, because I am a loser, can somebody explain to me what happened with Kylie Jenner and the Post?
I think that restaurant posted that she had come into the restaurant and they were so honored that she came there to eat and they just wanted to make sure everybody knew. And then it kind of backlashed on them.
Why?
Because people said, really? You're honored that a Jenner is in there? I mean, what about common people, your regular customers? You don't post about them.
It went wrong.
But you take Kylie Jenner and all of a sudden you're so proud and honored that she was there. I think that's how it went.
Wow. Well, let me read it. It says, intense backlash for publicly thanking Kylie with Instagram. Honor? What's different than any other guest?
See?
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything. People are so angry on the internet. Yeah, I just don't get it. We look for stuff to complain about. I'm not that person. I just can't. I just don't have the energy to deal with it. I just don't want to argue with people all the time.
I know.
But there are some people that just enjoy it. They can't wait to write something that starts an argument with somebody. I don't get you guys.
Do you know I put too much mustard on my cheeseburger?
Yeah. Yep. And whose business is that, right?
Well, I kind of made it everybody's business.
Oh, you did?
You did put it out there. Yeah,
yeah, but even if you put it out there, it doesn't mean that you're looking for somebody to argue with you. You're just showing that I love mustard.
I do love mustard. Yeah. I love mustard. And I said it's a good day for Bud's Burger because I'm going to go out and mow. And so I was getting fueled up. But, man, people are using the vomit emoji. And that's too much mustard.
They really are passionate about mustard. That's what I found out about that post.
I'm with Jamie, though. I love mustard. I take a plate. I'll make myself like a hamburger steak. And I'll make it, you know, it's a good size. It's probably a half a pound of hamburger, right?
God, yeah.
That I cook on the grill. But I'll take a plate and do it all in mustard first. Mm. And then put the hamburger on top of that.
I'm with you.
It's perfect.
It's like sauce.
I love it.
I mean, it is sauce.
Listen. Duh. Mustard's not my bag, but I'm not going to go there. Barb, you monster.
Literally, I was called a monster. Yeah. I think I was even called a whore. Not sure what mustard
is. How that equates to mustard, I have no idea.
You sure that was a different post?
No, it really was. It was the mustard post. Man, they're just mad. I like this text. So I was talking about that compound bow. Listen to this. This is how great everything is. Jamie, you're wrong. If you have to wear one of those things, your draw length is incorrect. Fix yourself! Yeah. It's really not that serious.
No.
And by the way, I was doing archery at the Four Seasons. They're not going to let you get hurt.
No.
And, you know, it's a 5-star hotel. They're not going to be like, hey, I hope she gets a big rash on her arm. It's like, and it's not something I'm going to do on a regular basis. They just offered it at the hotel.
Well, good, because if you're looking to go to the Olympics for that, you're not going to.
No, because my draw length is wrong. Fix yourself! They actually added the word yourself. Fix yourself! That is some serious stuff. All right, anyway. BJ just told me I can't get a white car, so that kind of irritated me today, too.
Well, you can get white interior. You can get a white car, just not white interior.
How do you know?
Because you're sloppy. You're like me.
Oh, my God, I'm not sloppy.
I've seen the inside of your cars.
I'm not sloppy. The inside
of your cars are sloppy. Mine is, too, though. Mine's very sloppy.
Well, what happened with that one?
And
I know you saw what happened. Oh, my God, you guys. I had a makeup compact, right? Yeah. And I opened it to go into Cheesecake Factory. I opened it, and it broke and crumbled everywhere. And it has, like, an oil base to it. And what's that face?
I remember you sending us that picture when it happened. It looked like a disaster.
It was a disaster. And every time I tried to wipe it up, it just smeared because it was, like, it was oily.
Imagine that with white interior. I see them all the time, especially with Tesla. But various cars that have the white interior, I just can't go there. I would never be able to pull that off.
I think I'm going for the Tesla, friends. The way. But here's the other thing. My neighbors just bought one. Is that, and we share a property line. Is that like a...
I don't think it matters.
Not, right? The Tesla is different, right? Because everybody has the same
thing. Well, they didn't even get the... Did they get the Model Y?
They didn't get the Model Y. So I
think you're fine.
But it's white.
I can't tell the difference in models. Every Tesla looks the same to me.
The Model Ys do look I like way better than the regular ones.
Yeah. I can't tell the difference in any of them.
They have a light bar all the way around the front.
And they're just a little bit more cut and rigid.
They're good. Mm. Allison, she works here. I sat in hers on Friday. Yep. I was like, I love this car.
Just by sitting in it?
I just sat in it.
Not even riding it.
No,
just sit in it.
She showed me some of the features.
Yeah.
And I was like, do they have Tesla school? Because I'm going to need that. Because it's got a lot of features. A lot of features. Anyway. All right, moving on. Somebody said, who are the evil people that put mayo on their food? I'm with you. That mayo is... mayo tastes like... like mucus.
Mayo is delicious.
Yeah, no.
No, it should be called mucus.
No, it's so good.
All right, listen. Example A. I went to Arby's yesterday. I was feeling like some Arby's. 2 for $7. I got the 2 ham and Swisses for $7. Great deal, right? And what's missing? It's a dry sandwich. I was like, give me some mayonnaise. Loved it on there.
No, horsey sauce is different.
No, mayonnaise hits different than horsey sauce.
Don't you think it tastes like mucus?
I love mayo.
Ugh.
Yes.
Love it. Yes. I love mustard. I
all
love mayo. I love ketchup.
Hell.
I love all of
going
it.
To hell.
Love it all.
Dude, I'll use mayo as just straight ketchup dip or fry dip.
Yeah,
not
me
ketchup,
too.
Just mayonnaise.
Y'all are going to hell.
It's delicious.
Remember, you bought me that whole supply of mayo that time.
I know.
I love mayo. I love mustard, too, though.
All right. Anyway, it's the mustard mayo. What is it? Hollywood Report?
Yeah,
that's what I forgot I'm in the middle of this, you guys. I literally was just talking to you guys, and I forgot I'm doing this, and I heard that music. I was like, oh, crap. Shannon Sharp has settled his lawsuit, the lawsuit that his ex-girlfriend or whatever she was put against him, and he settled it. Here's the story. Sorry about that.
Shannon Sharp has settled a sexual assault lawsuit. According to his lawyer, the Hall of Fame tight end and former Denver Bronco had offered at least $10 million to settle the claim before the suit was filed in April. Now he's likely paying an amount that exceeds that. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Lawsuit originally sought damages of more than $50 million. Sharp strongly denied the allegations. He stepped away from his job at ESPN, vowing that he would return when NFL preseason begins. That's not far off. And it's not clear if he'll be back.
All right, so $50 million. He offered 10. She wouldn't take it. Now he's reached a settlement. So it's got to be at least 20, right? 25?
No, Carson said 40.
40.
Carson's wrong. He didn't settle for 40.
We don't know how much it was, okay?
No, we have no idea.
We have no idea.
Any guess is right.
Oh, my God. Somebody's so mad at me.
Why?
They said you crossed the line bashing mayo.
You people are passionate about some weird things.
What is going on?
I don't know. I crossed the line. Oh, no. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell the trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show here on a Monday. Going to be 92 degrees today. Maybe some rain, but not likely.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie morning show on the Odyssey app. You can get us there.
He's
podcast.
Still singing.
Yeah, I've heard this before, though. Listen, I've got something I want to mention here, simply because, well, I want to come clean. I want to confess.
Uh-oh.
And I'm
you're
somewhat
gay?
No. Okay. Might be easier to even say that if I was.
Oh, okay. I accept all, so you know I don't. Don't be embarrassed about being gay.
No. It's not that. What I'm saying is that what I'm about to say.
Man love is hot.
Is something I'm not proud of.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with gay.
Okay.
I became a little bougie over the weekend.
Whoa.
A little bougie.
You?
Yeah. Is it bougie or bougie?
Bougie.
Bougie.
Bougie?
It's bougie.
Bougie to you.
Bougie, bougie?
Yeah, it's bougie. Yeah. If it's bougie, it's bougie.
Yeah.
Bougie. All right. I became a little bougie over the weekend, okay? My wife, we were headed out to the Gaylord, right? And we needed a cooler because the cooler we have wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
Cooler we have.
Yes.
I guess one of the latches on it or something had broken.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't really stay.
I cannot. No.
Lid will
wait,
fly
can I?
Lid.
He didn't. There's no
There's
way.
There's no way.
There's no way.
My wife.
He's so frugal.
I think he did, though.
I don't know. He's so frugal. She must have done it because he's too frugal.
Here's a picture of the cooler she wanted.
Uh-huh.
And right here. And sent me to go get it. So that we could go out.
Okay.
Seeing that. Right.
Is it remote controlled or something?
I don't know what the hell it is.
It looks motorized.
Looks like it's got a satellite. Looks like a drone almost.
Well, like it looks like it has a motor on it.
No, you're right. Yeah. It looks like he can fly.
Yeah, that's beefy.
All right, so she sends me this. It's an igloo. And this thing is, I don't know how much it costs. It's a good size. It's got wheels on it. I mean, it's pretty high end here. Mm-hmm. So I go over to Dick's Sporting Goods to pick up the igloo. Okay. Frog and I. I get there. The only thing they have is Yeti.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. No igloo.
And you can get it to match your car. I got one to match my Jeep.
And then.
It's red.
I call her and I said, you know, the picture you sent me with the igloo, it's just not, they don't have it. I could try a different store, but it's getting a little late. We're leaving tomorrow. Can't the one we have work? Well, after some banter, some might call it an argument, but I but I'm just going to say after a pleasant conversation, I went ahead and purchased the Yeti.
What color did we do?
I'm not proud.
What color did we do?
Yeah.
Frog insisted that I get the maroon to match my truck.
Ooh. There you go.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, because Carson, it's like they knew what color his car was. Oh. It matches it perfect.
It's that rhino gray, baby, but it looks blue. Oh, my gosh, it's perfect. I couldn't have done it myself.
It's so great.
So here I am wheeling my new Yeti.
Wow, you're a Yeti owner.
Woo. Out of Dex. Wow. I'm not proud, Jamie. I'm not proud.
How much was it?
$450.
God. Yes. It's worth every penny.
I'm telling you, my kid drove all the way from Colorado to California, and none of his ice melted.
It's worth it.
None of his ice melted. Whereas I took just a little igloo out to the cabin because I was only going to be there a little bit. Every piece of ice melted. Everything was warm.
Well, in my world, I have no need for ice to last that long. Okay, ice to me, if you can, you know, make it for a couple of hours, I'm good. Okay, no hard feelings with the ice. All right, you can melt on me, and I'm fine with it. I'm not like a lot of people that you have to last for 6 days. Okay, so here I am coming out with my $450 cooler. Okay,
that matches your truck.
And I'm already feeling like, what? What have I done? Why?
Buyer's remorse.
You know, you know when you buy something like a vehicle or something, and you realize, man, I way overpaid. I shouldn't have.
No,
done
this
it.
Is worth
I'm
it.
I'm an idiot.
This is,
okay.
Listen, it's. Oh my gosh.
So, we're gonna go to the Gaylord, right? So the next morning we have a new Yeti, right? So we go to King Supers.
Did you get the shirt?
No, I didn't get the shirt. We go to King Supers. We get $250 worth of crap to put inside this Yeti.
Yeah.
Now I'm in $700 on
this. Oh, you almost cussed. I just watched your mouth.
I almost said it. I almost said it. I'm sorry.
Did you see
now,
his mouth?
Yeah.
I'm in $700. And don't think I'm not keeping tabs of this in my head. Okay? She's not, but I am.
Right.
I'm $700 deep in a cooler with some ham in it and ice. We get to the Gaylord.
Look how much you're going to save by not eating there. My stomach just growled.
We get to the Gaylord. Guess what? First sign I see.
What?
No coolers allowed.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
No.
No coolers allowed.
Oh, at the pool?
At the pool. Anywhere you go,
the only
place you could have a cooler is in your room. From the car to your room, and that's it. If you take that cooler anywhere else inside the Gaylord, it's not accepted.
Oh,
you
my
can't
God.
Do it. You can't go to the pool. You can't go to the arcade. You can't go anywhere with a cooler. Can't do it. I have $700 investment, we'll call it. I have a $700 investment sitting in my truck in the parking lot.
Oh, no. So did you guys put down the tailgate and make some Sam sandwiches?
I just got to tell you, my first Yeti experience sucked. It sucked.
I mean, did you have lunch out of it at all? Yeah. Or did you
No, we never ate out of it. Everything I took to the Gaylord, I brought home.
But I bet you the ice was still there.
Yeah.
Not one thing.
It was still cold, man.
Yeah, the ice is still there.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't forget, download that Odyssey app. It's a great app for your phone. You can go back there and get anything you missed on the program today. We talked about that dude and that woman. that were busted on the Kiss Cam at the Coldplay show. That's all on the podcast today. We have some more information that came out on that particular story. They're both doomed right now, aren't they? I mean, they're not.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not looking
good. You don't leave your house, do you, when you're under this kind of scrutiny,
I
guess?
I just can't believe it blew up like this. I mean, it was fun to watch, but now I'm kind of having like a second feeling for them. Like,
me too.
Kind of I feel sorry for them. I know that they're in the wrong. Listen, I understand the moral compass, but you do kind of go, but this is a lot.
The way it happened, it was just a perfect storm. No one really deserves that.
Right? That much scrutiny.
Yeah, they've been pounced on, man. Yeah. I mean, they've lost their jobs. They've lost their families.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And we don't know what the kids are going through.
Don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really nasty. And people just keep piling on with the memes, AI.
Funny.
It's just, here's what shocks me, though, Jamie, is because, again, this is a moral issue. That's at stake here. When these two people show up at a concert, they get caught on a Kiss Cam. They're having an affair, obviously. They try to dodge and get out of it.
Yep.
I was kind of surprised that Major League ballparks this weekend went so far to do the Coldplay cams and to basically make fun of this. I was a little surprised about that because, I mean, we are talking about an issue where a family is ripped apart, two families. Completely ripped apart, and you've got Major League ballparks that are making fun of it this weekend.
I know, but the Phillies was so good. It was just so good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I get when people get on the internet, they do their own little memes and things like that. Okay, I get that. But we're talking about Major League Baseball.
Corporations did it too.
Jumping on.
I mean, Paramount.
Yeah,
Paramount did the whole Titanic thing.
And then one of the airlines did something.
Frontier did something.
Yeah. So the only thing I thought was shocking was how many lies that we found out weren't true. Like the letter that we thought the CEO wrote. He never wrote that letter.
Everyone ran with that. And then I ran. I totally got duped because I was like, oh my gosh, Jamie, his daughter's literally like getting followers off of this drama.
And it was this fake French model. She said she was the daughter and she wasn't.
She owned it.
And everybody believed her. So that was fake too. What was the other one that somebody even texted about it, but it's totally fake. There were so many fake things that went on. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up with what's really the truth in this
Correct.
Thing. We know for a fact that they were having an affair.
Right.
We know for a fact that both have pretty much split up from their significant others. One being, I think she's already in the middle of a divorce or divorced. I don't really know. Her name is Kristen. We also know that the lady that's inside that VIP box did not work for the company, right?
Right.
She was a friend.
And we also know that the wife did not drop her last name on social media.
Yes.
Okay.
She's instead on a down low in social media. She's not even really on it.
The man, the dude that's in this
Andy.
Thing.
Andy. Yeah.
He's the CEO, or was. He has resigned. Mm-hmm. They have told him to hit the road, Jack, right? Never come back. She was the HR director for the company. She has resigned. She wasn't fired. She has resigned from her position. We know all that to be true.
And they both scrubbed their LinkedIn accounts.
Yeah, I would scrub all social media. You don't need that.
They got to be in hiding right now.
And let's do this again because I love this game. All right, let's go around the room. Do we think they're going to make it forever?
No.
Not a chance.
That's true love, man.
You don't think this doesn't make them stronger?
No. They're making it, dude.
There's a chance they don't see each other again.
Although, you see them holding each other there? That's true love.
Although I will say, they're so isolated.
Well,
you might want to stay together.
Oh, because that's all they have.
All they have is each other.
Yeah. Oh, that does
that's
make
it
you closer.
I think when you're busted like this, it's over, man.
I think he's right. Now they're isolated and they're shunned by the whole world.
The world hates them. The only person you can lean on is the person that you were with at that time.
They really only have each other.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it will be a happy ending. Who knows?
Yeah, they're going to be forced into it.
It would have been funnier, though, if that Kiss Cam had hit them and he had shoved her out of the way. Stepped right there in front of me. Now we all have a way we would have handled it.
I know.
Have you thought of that?
Yeah.
Now, what would you have done if the Kiss camera hit you? You said Heimlich, which is a great answer.
Well, I stole that, but yeah.
Yeah, the Heimlich maneuver because of where his hands were. Or you just take her and just spin her out of the way. Like that woman got in front of me, babe. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know who she is. right?
Or you do, they had one where they pretend fight, like, oh, shut up.
I saw one where they're like, yeah, they should just start dancing together.
Yeah, that would have been fine too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though, you're the wife? Like, because I mean, if you've ever been cheated on or whatever, you analyze those pictures. So she is slow screenshot every single second that we got to see. Yeah. And she's looking exactly where his hands are, what that girl looks like. She's zoomed in on her teeth.
It's so true.
Relentless. I can't even tell you. The wife of the CEO, and we don't know about the husband with the Kristen lady. We don't know if he's out of the picture or what, but we do know that he was married and they were together. And that wife has to be absolutely, she's got to be in hiding too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She's just so embarrassed.
He's humiliated her. Yeah.
Well, there's even a video came out on Saturday that someone's taken behind them, and literally, like,
are you sure?
Yes. No. It's not. It's not AI. It's nothing. It's them like smooching. I have not
seen this.
It's on TMZ.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. At the concert.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Maybe if it's on TMZ, it's legit.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Who took the picture?
I have not seen this.
It's a video of someone else that was behind them in the stadium.
Has anybody seen
that? I'm telling you right now, I can post it.
I'm seeing it. It's on TMZ.
And they're all over
each
other. Is it
legit?
Yeah.
I'll be able to tell you after this ad plays, but yeah.
Oh, you should go to the University of Phoenix.
Who cares? Who cares if it's legit? Let's just run with it.
Okay, fine.
You know? It doesn't even count being legit anymore.
That's true.
Just whatever.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we gotta go. Gotta go. That's a Monday for you. That was pretty quick.
Monday, isn't it?
Yeah. That was a quick show today.
It was.
Things went by fast, right?
I really like having Mondays off, though.
Me too. Me too. Every now and then it pops up, that whole 3-day weekend thing.
Yeah.
I wish for, at one time, I just wish it would just go through. And we'd always have a 3-day weekend. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta go.
Oh, okay.
All right, enough. All right, we gotta go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
That's
you've got
I'm
the
I'm getting my whips
injections.
I'm getting my lips. They're gonna be so beautiful.
Got that? The Botox.
Yeah, got the Botox.
Everything. Today.
Mostly, I'm excited about my whips.
All right, have fun at the shots. That ought to be fun.
I will.
Yeah. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.